Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, want to talk to you today about interesting concept, convincing the naysayers. Yeah, some brothers and I were talking about this topic as we were going over another topic. I want to talk about it. We actually went over this topic together, too, in part. Titus 1:9, holding fast to the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine to both exhort and convince the naysayers. All right, so let's go right to the scripture verse and rightly divide that verse, what it means. Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. We use the Hebrews 4:12 sword, or we in fact have nothing at all, do we? We as humans have nothing eternal. We must rest in the eternal of God's word. We do this by sound doctrine. That means instructions that God's given us in the scriptures. And we use the truth to instruct ourselves, our houses, our brethren, and people that want to seek after Christ into sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, sound doctrine saves you and those that hear you. All right? So that says in that verse we just read, that Titus 1:9 verse, it says, by sound doctrine, we covered that, exhort. What is that word, exhort? Call to one side. We'll explain how we do that in a minute, but it's kind of to beckon someone to call to your side, to come, to exhort, maybe to encourage. And then this word, we are to convince. I found this really interesting. Convince, elengo. It means of a certain affinity, to confute, admonish, convict, convince, tell a fault or rebuke. Yeah, do you know how many times when I'm witnessing to people and I know they have false doctrine and I start telling people, hey, you got false doctrine, your religion's deceiving you, and everybody tells me, you don't do that to people. You're never going to win them by telling them that their doctrines are false. You're going to turn them away. Paul says we're supposed to convince. That means tell them that they have false doctrine, rebuke and reprove. You've heard that how many times, haven't you? Yeah, don't tell people their faults, it's going to drive them away. No, the Spirit of God will draw people to them when they know they're in fault, if they're seeking His kingdom. Isn't that true? How about this word naysayer? Antilegio. It means dispute, refuse, contradict, deny, speak against, to oppose oneself, to decline to obey Him, declare oneself against Him. So what the naysayer is, it's somebody who's doubting or opposing the Lord, His truth, His doctrines. Think about that. Now, there's a fine line here. It's not necessarily a mocker. A mocker is like making fun, attacking, tearing down. A naysayer may be somebody like, I don't really know. I think Noah's Ark is foolish, and I'm not sure. Well, we want to try to convince them of God's word. If they're mocking, laughing, and made up their mind, we don't go with mockers very far at all. So, based on this scripture verse, I believe that over the years I've developed a good biblical way to address those who come and are maybe naysayers. And this works for me. Maybe it would work for you. Maybe it won't. You can adjust it or do something else. But here's what I do to invite them to truth, to not waste time. The Bible says we're to redeem the time, Ephesians 5. Here's what I do. So whether it's somebody walks up to me in the street, whether it's an email or a text or a phone call, number one, the first matter that I bring as I ask them is who they are and what their religious body or affiliation is. If somebody won't tell me their past, their current religious affiliation, I can't help them. Atheist, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Anabaptist, they're hiding something. That's a sign. So number one, ask them who they are. Ask them who they are and what's their religious affiliation. And then number two, ask them, the very first thing you're going to cover is going over the gospel to eternal life. If a man won't do this, number one and number two, he's probably a worker of Satan, at least perhaps a mocker in hiding. He's not intent on the truth of God. He's hiding in John 3:19-21 darkness. Jesus said the light has come, but the darkness reproves, or the light reproves, and they hide in the darkness. So they don't hit one and two, I don't give them any more time. I send him the gospel link and I move on. Now, step three, if he does one and two, meaning he identifies himself, tells you his faith system, he talks about the gospel and he's not a mocker, now we can move on and cover other Bible topics that he raises that are meaningful. Still be careful. you don't want to go down rabbit trails and you don't want to go down all kinds of useless vain jangling, but we need to know these things and we need to cover the gospel, because if he doesn't know the gospel and he doesn't know Christ is the only way and he's not rooted in the truth that's going to find eternal life, he's going to find eternal life by, what does any other topic mean? Head coverings, coming out of the culture, baptism, you know, what translation to use. Proclaim and preach Christ crucified, men. That's what I'm saying. Preach the gospel. The cornerstone is Christ, Ephesians 2. And then we build upon that. So always remember that when you witness, deal with people, when you're dealing with naysayers, without a gospel foundation, it's all pointless. That's the foundation and the whole house will fall down. Don't even waste your time building it. I have a brother that does construction. He builds foundations. And I always ask him, do they start putting up walls and roofs before you're done with the foundation? He laughs and says, no. Get the foundation right. Discern. Be wise. Don't ever assume anything, saints, with these naysayers or people coming. Make them prove all things. 1 Thess 5, right? And if they're not born of God, hello, the only other kingdom they are in is which one? There's a kingdom of God in Christ. It's within us. One day it will be a spiritual, it's a spiritual kingdom today. One day it'll be a physical kingdom. And then there's the kingdom of Satan. If they don't come in the light, tell you who they are, tell you their religious background, and want to talk about the gospel, or at least listen to you preach it, they're probably of Satan's kingdom. They're not seeking truth. How much time and room are you going to give to a worker of Satan's kingdom? Ask yourself that. So last thing I want to bring up, we're not to entertain mockers. Remember I said fine line, don't entertain mockers. Don't waste your time with them. Jude 1:11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the naysaying of Kor. Yeah, Kor was a man who rebelled against Moses. Go read about that. Numbers 16:32, the earth ended up, God had the earth open up and swallow him and his men up. God dealt with them like he's going to deal with all mockers and all people that are outside of the truth. So just some pointers for dealing with naysayers. Hold to the gospel and scripture and doctrine. Don't go down rabbit trails. Invite them to come talk to about the gospel with you. Be about redemption, not just winning the argument. The whole goal is to get them to come to the saving knowledge. Look for clues in their ways early. Do they call names? Do they laugh? Do they have any kind of mockery? Are they serious about truth or just taking it very haphazard? Don't be man-centered and fleshly. Be Christ-centered and be spirit-led. The spirit will give you the words to say. Be disciplined on how you deal with them. Give them one strike, two strike, and tell them, you didn't do what I asked you to do. Give me your name, your background, go over the gospel. I'm out of here. Give them a gospel link and move on. Titus 3, Paul says, warn a heretic once, twice, then reject him. That's what it says. Go read Titus 3. Now, people are always going to tell you, like they tell me, you're not nice and you're not loving. Actually, that's a lie, because one, being nice is nowhere in the Bible. What does that mean? Buying them cookies and a steak dinner but not giving them the gospel? That's nice to the world, right? That's fleshly, having that mindset. We're called to be truthful, faithful, bold, godly, and loving, which is giving them the truth, then warning them of their fate if they don't repent. That's the goodness and severity of God. Preach the gospel, then warn them if they're outside of the gospel, what's going to happen to them. That's love. The fruit of the Spirit is striving in the truth, pulling you towards the truth. God's Spirit draws you towards truth, not mockery, not heretic false doctrines, not foolishness, not arguing about Christmas and Easter before you ever cover the gospel. Does that make sense? I like to tell people this. In Galatians 5, go read the whole chapter of Galatians 5. Paul rebukes false men, tells them to cut off their manhood. Go read it. Galatians 5:12. Emasculate means cut off your manhood. And later he tells the saints, be patient, be long-suffering, be kind with each other. Yeah, we don't go long with mockers and false teachers. We're long-suffering with the brethren that are striving in the truth. Does that make sense? That's how Jesus did it. That's how Paul did it. And what I want to admonish you about is if you're going to deal with people for Bible truth's sake, on the phone, email, in person, out witnessing, you better do it biblically, not your way, or don't do it at all. Does that make sense? You're not going to do anything your way. Do it biblically, or don't do it at all, right? 1 Peter 3:15, always be ready to give an answer. Now, what does scripture tell us if we know truth is not their goal? Let's say you said, yeah, I can see this guy. It's not their goal. His not truth is not his goal. Jesus said in John 8:43-45, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word, ye are of your father, the devil. The lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Yeah, that's what Jesus said to the religious false teachers. How about Matthew 7:6? Give not that which is unholy to the dogs, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample under your feet and turn again and rend you. Yeah, it means tear you apart, rip you up. So don't let these people take you into time wasting and into vain, foolish discussions. Titus 3:9, avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Or 2 Timothy 2:16, shun profane babblings, or profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. How about Psalm 1:1-2? Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, both day and night. He meditates day and night upon it. So just some pointers for you in this teaching. By knowing what convincing naysayers really means, then holding to that with discipline. Yeah, you got to correct them and rebuke them. You'll have good practices when they come calling, and you'll do well for the kingdom of God. You won't waste your time. I have a simple saying I tell my brothers. If people won't open the scriptures, don't open up your time to them. Shouldn't open up your life if they won't open the Holy Scriptures. Jesus didn't. Give them a gospel link. Give them a gospel card. Send them on their way. Tell them to call me when you're serious about truth. Till they do, you can't make them want to hear truth. Think about that. Got to be called by the Spirit. If they're not called by the Spirit, they're not going to hear it. If they're called by the Spirit, they'll hear truth. It's very, very clear. Look for those signs of seekers or truth seekers versus mockers. And look for those that are willing to reason. Like Isaiah said, 1:18, come, let us reason. I love that verse. Arguing with a mocker, brothers, sisters, if you're listening, seekers, if you're listening, if you're thinking about repenting and following Christ, who won't hear and yield to the Holy Scriptures truth over their own ways, traditions, and flesh, that's like beating your head on a cement wall thinking, if I keep doing this, it's going to change. Nope. It's not going to change. You're going to pass out. You're going to hurt yourself really bad. Don't do it. Be wise as a serpent, Jesus said. Even Satan, think of this as I close. Even Satan knows he can devour, who he can devour and who he can't. 1 Peter 5:8 says he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. If you're strong and you're in the word and you resist him, he knows he can't touch you. He's looking who he can devour. So that's what I got for you on dealing with naysayers, convincing them. Yep, try. Give them one try, then send them on their way. A couple tries. Once, twice, warn them, reject them. Use your Hebrews 4:12 sword and wisdom. Let the word, the truth, cut. Let the Spirit do its job convicting. You be disciplined and don't take your time up with mockers. Be studying the word. Be doing your ministry. Be fellowshipping. Be living your life quietly. Work with your hands. Mind your own business. And then the people that want to hear the truth, you're there for them. The people want to mock, and the people that don't want to test the scriptures, remember, no open Bible, no open time in your life. I hope that helps you see convincing the naysayers in the Bible versus dealing with mockers and those that won't hear. Thanks for listening. I got to go meet with some brothers. We love you all. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out our resources. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We will help you if you are not a naysayer or a mocker. And if you are a naysayer and you listen, we'll try to convince you. Yep, we'll have to show you some things you got wrong. We'll show you the right way in Christ. Call you to repentance and the biblical gospel. Check out that gospel, don'tperish.com. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. I have to get down the road, have a meeting with my brothers, and go preach the gospel. May God be praised.